Mary Magdalene, it was so cold and still dark. She had come so very early to the tomb. Her mind can only take in that the tomb is empty, nothing more. She runs to tell the disciples and runs back. Gasping for breath now, she too looks into the tomb after Peter and John, her mind reeling at the sight of angels. They speak to her. Angels speaking to a woman, but she can only respond that she doesn't know where the body has gone. Clinging to his death, her reality, her mind refuses to take in more. She turns back then, giving way to the tears. The garden is cold. She sinks to her knees, weeping, grasping at the cold earth with icy fingers. The ground is cold and it is so dark. Mary is prone and sobbing. A man speaks. She lifts her head and, thinking he is the gardener of the spot, quiets and listens as he asks her why she's crying. The first rays of light appear in the east. She chokingly, haltingly asks the man to tell her where the body has been put if he knows. Sobs clutch her throat. Tears dim her eyes. Suddenly, the first blinding light of dawn strikes her tear-filled eyes. The word Mary brings her to her feet. There is only one voice like his. In her life, before his forgiveness, many men had bought her sin. Only one had bought her soul. She could never forget his voice. Rabboni, Master, Jesus, Lord, oh God, my God, my God, you've risen from the dead.